This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Philip Chisholm will serve at least 40 years in prison for the October 2013 rape and murder of his high school teacher, Colleen Ritzer. The 17-year-old was sentenced today in Salem, and WBUR senior reporter David Boeri has been covering this trial. He joins us from just outside Essex Superior Court now. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So can you explain specifically what Chisholm was sentenced to, please?
Judge David Lowy sentenced him to 25 years for murder, and complaining that he was not able to sentence him for any period longer than that. He then imposed two more sentences, both of them concurrent, of 40 years and a day, one for rape and the other for armed robbery. Mm. What that does is it ensures that Chisholm will spend 40 years in prison until he becomes eligible to apply for parole. He'll be 54 years old at the time.
I see. Now, David, just so that I'm clear here, did the judge actually sentence Chisholm for the murder to 25 years or life with the possibility of parole after 25 years?
Well, it's life, but it's complicated here. He could not sentence him for any longer. He couldn't do it. He complained about that. But the effect of all this is that he will be in prison for 40 years before he becomes eligible for parole.
I see. Now, as you've been reporting, David, I mean, this is a significant case because it's the first one following the ruling at the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court that juveniles cannot be sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. So talk to us a little bit about how the Chisholm case fits into this.
So knowing that, in fact, that because of the SJC decision, that a juvenile must become eligible for parole after a certain period of time, what the DA did here and the government did is they recommended a sentence of three consecutive terms of life sentences, so that if Chisholm had become eligible and if he had gotten parole in 25 years, he would have to wait for 50 years in order to actually apply for eligibility and to get it. So that would have meant he would have been 64 before he could become eligible for parole. The defense had argued today that 64 functionally is the equivalent of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
I see.
The judge took that into consideration. This is not the sentence that the DA wanted, but it's closer to it than what the defense wanted.
Now, David, also today, Colleen Ritzer's family, including her mother, gave victim impact statements, very emotional, very strong, calling Philip Chisholm evil. She said that she believed he deserved the death penalty or deserved to be executed. Obviously, that's not an option in Massachusetts. But tell us what the mood was like in court.
Well, first of all, we have a crime that's described as viciously, brutally, senselessly committed by a 14-year-old, the product of an abusive and violent father. The Ritzer family itself, you can describe it as the testimony is crashing waves of tragedy that will never wane. Those are the judge's words. You just had this aching sense of the pain that they have been put through by these outrageous crimes. They all wanted what the government was proposing, three consecutive life sentences. They attacked the SJC decision. They called it immoral. They wanted him sent away forever.
That's David Boeri, WBUR senior reporter, bringing us up to speed on the sentencing of Philip Chisholm. David joins us from Essex Superior Court in Salem. Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome.